I don't think I need to
Nope.
reintroduce everyone. The first item on the agenda is where we're meeting jointly with the Public Safety and Transportation Committee. Item number 420-13, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $275,000 from the Operating Override Stabilization Fund for the purpose of funding the design for Stations 3 and Fire Headquarters. Does the Public Safety and Transportation Committee want to introduce itself?
Hello everyone. Another me. I'm the chair from Ward 1, Alderman Ciccone. I have Alderman Johnson, Alderman Kalis, Alderman Yates. Anybody else? Oh, I'm sorry. My vice chairman, Alderman Jay Hunt.
Thank you.
And Alderman Griggs and Susan.
So, do we have someone here speaking to this issue from the administration? Josh Morris.
Would be Josh.
Okay, appreciate everyone's time. I know we have a busy, busy night. We've already accomplished quite a bit. The presentation was submitted as part of the backup for this item before you. There's a lot of information here. Typically, when we start a project, one of the first things we do is request the feasibility money, and it answers a lot of the questions. It's a similar case here. The only difference is we recognize the fact very early on that Fire Station 3 and headquarters was going to be a little more complex project, and we felt that it was important to reach out to some of the board aldermen, key members of city staff, to really think about what it is we want to accomplish. In talking with the fire department, we needed to kind of refine, because there were so many options with this site, so that we can give some direction to our design team when they come on. We still want to have a nice open feasibility project, but there were just so many options that if we didn't give them some direction, it would have taken quite a bit of time to accomplish, which ultimately means that it costs more money. As many of you are aware, the initial request when we did the first phase of feasibility included Fire Station 3, headquarters, wires, and Station 10, which has ultimately driven us to this point. The advantage to that is that we've done a lot of the programmatic evaluation for the fire department and the design team already, determining things like staffing needs, manning, what kind of apparatus run out of the station. So ultimately, the request before you is to obtain the money necessary to take this to the next level, to look at the different siting options, how we intend on incorporating the fire headquarters our building into the project, how we meet the needs of the fire department, looking at the abutters and the different, aqueduct that runs through the property. There are some site challenges to work through, and ultimately that's what we'll be doing with the feasibility funding. The amount of funding is, Maureen. Okay, I was just going to say the amount of funding percentage-wise is what we see typically on all of our projects. Typically, 2 to 2.5% is what you anticipate for feasibility. And just again, one more reminder that feasibility is it's feasibility through site plan approval, so there's a good portion of this money goes towards the actual design of the station as well.
PF, but it's too bad that Alderman Salvucci isn't here tonight, because for this project, we are looking to pay cash for this feasibility study. The intent will be to take the $2.4 million that we had in the budget, that's part of the tax rate this year, that's the really designed to support the debt for the projects that were part of the operating override. We will be taking this $275 from that fund, so we will not be bonding.
We'll let them know.
The feasibility study will answer a lot of the questions that I'm sure our folks are thinking about in their mind right now. But ultimately, I do want to point out the fact that we will continue our working relationship with the Board of Aldermen and the Ward Aldermen as we move forward with this project. We have a working group, if you will, similar to the school projects. We will continue to do so with key departments and those Ward Aldermen.
Alderman Lennon and then Gentile.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Josh, just to be clear, so the original money that we had utilized before was all programmatic for the four components you talked about, 3 headquarters, tenon wires.
And they did some very, very initial siding layout options, literally just square box where it could be placed on the
site. And how much was that? Do you know? Was Maureen know how much that was?
We originally docketed 400.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, was all of that spent?
It was, but I would say 50, 60,000 was spent on what will ultimately feed into this. The remainder of that the feasibility and then schematic design, which ultimately then rolls into the design of Fire Station 10 and wires.
Okay, and this is to bring us from sort of that point through a good point of the site plan.
Through site plan approval. Okay. Ultimately, what the how the building would be configured, how it would be laid out, impact on neighbors, the 558 process with design review, and then we come back before the board at that point.
Okay.
Alderman Gentile.
Actually, to pick up on Alderman Lennon's question, so I just need you to refresh my memory on this. So there were similar feasibility studies on 4 and 7 and with specific costs just for the feasibility study for the building?
Yes. I mean, so if you go back even further than that, anytime we've gone before the board for design, sometimes it's called... Historically, sometimes it was called feasibility, sometimes it was called design through site plan approval. Ultimately, it's the same thing. No matter what project you're doing, you have to do a program, study, a staffing study, because that's what drives your design. You have to reach out to department heads and key staffers to determine what the project is going to be. Some communities don't even call it feasibility, some just call it initial design funds. But ultimately, it's a name. It ends up being the same.
And these costs are in line with what we've had to spend on the other buildings. The 275 just kind of jumps out at me. I just want to make sure that it's consistent with what we've had to do with other buildings.
It works out to about approximately 2.2%, which is in that 2.0 to 2.5% range. And ultimately, it doesn't, just because we have that amount of money doesn't mean that we necessarily need to spend it. If we don't use it, it goes right into the total design cost. We can only proceed through site plan approval. So as soon as we reach that point, we couldn't spend any more money if we wanted to. We have to come back before first the DRC and then back before the board.
So how soon will this money be out there, and when do you think your feasibility study will come back?
Feasibility study will start right away. I would say we're going to be in a good position. I mean, obviously, we can come back and update the board at any point, but I would say we're going to be in a good position probably in six months, I would guess.
Okay. All right. So the other question I have is, there was a little glitch with the scheduling of the last meeting, so I was planning on attending and I missed it, for which I apologize. But can you just update us a little bit? As you say, it's a complex site with a lot of different options. I know a lot of it has to do with the aqueduct, and it also has to do with a private landowner, commercial business. I know that there was supposed to be some exploration done with the landowner. Have we done that? What are we hearing back?
We did some preliminary reach out on that front. It's early to tell exactly how that's going to work out. We made a lot of headway. Lou Taverna did a great job working with Adam from my office, reaching out to MWRA to look at the aqueduct. Good and bad news. I mean, ultimately, it would be very difficult to build on top of the aqueduct, but drawing those lines and determining how close we can get to it, ultimately, they just need to be able to maintain access if they need to repair or service it. So it did give us a pretty good amount of space on the, if you're facing fire headquarters, on the left-hand side, in between headquarters and the aqueduct. At the same time, we're looking at a number of options with the site, and part of that is looking at the distance between the left-hand side of Fire Headquarters and Delaria Salon. There are some options that we can work through without having to touch that property at all, but we have to put those feelers out. But ultimately, I think what's important is we didn't want to get too far into that because we're not trying to create a foregone conclusion here. We want the feasibility study to drive that process, because what we may find is that there's an alternative that they come up with that works better for us. I think we need to narrow those options down before we pursue that too hard.
But have we had any discussions with the owner of Delaria?
We have.
Because, like, as we said at a prior meeting, I hear what you're saying about the feasibility study, but if the owner of the salon has a totally unrealistic view as to the value of their property, then we need to understand that. Mm-hmm. We need to make it clear to the folks that are going to do the feasibility study that we're not going there. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I think that we need to have a serious discussion so to see if we're ever going to even be able to consider that. Otherwise, why have the folks that are going to do the feasibility study look at that?
I agree. And if whenever we look at options like that, a feasibility study looks at a wide array of options. And sometimes we do look at options that are just at face value seem unrealistic. But looking at an option doesn't mean that you're contributing an awful lot of resources to it. Looking at an option may be as simple as saying it's cost prohibitive, but we know it is right off the bat. Or the impact on operations is just way too significant. Or public safety. So certainly we will not expend resources we don't need to.
Alderman Albright. So I was going through your thing here, and I got to this page for examples. And the one, there's one in the middle here, and I thought, wow, they really are thinking outside the box. I had to comment on that. What was that picture?
These were just some renderings as to options. And really, just to give you, literally it was just kind of artistic integrity from an architect saying this is what it could look like.
That's the only fire station I've ever seen that looks like that. That's really amazing.
Nice.
It's very interesting.
It's
in the mountains.
I thought they stole it.
Until you draw on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear that?
What?
Until you draw on the ground.
Oh, you guys, you give me a hard time.
Hey, someday she's going to get what she wants.
Well, maybe for the utilities. I don't know about those dogs.
I was just trying to talk about the topic. Yeah.
Talking about the utilities.
Anyway, any more interesting idea of that one? Those were just people's,
Yeah, just thoughts. Yeah, exactly. Musings, if you will. It's an exciting project. I think architects are going to have not only have their hands full, but I think it's intriguing. There's challenges here, but I think they're fun. It's something that we don't get, architects don't get to do very often. It's a fascinating historic building that we're going to incorporate into this project. I think it's the center of the city. It's something that everyone's going to see. It really is an intriguing opportunity. It's something the building department is looking forward to. So.
Does anyone have any more questions?
Yeah.
From PS&T or? Oh, okay. Alderman Yates.
Thank you. On the page that says, it has no art, so I can't scratch it, it says feasibility study site plan approval goals. The second bullet says confirm and refine the suitability of redeveloping the stations on site. The words confirm and refine sounds like that's an already made decision. Does it mean something else here in context?
No. Ultimately, the feasibility study is going to be looking at those options. But again, the site provides challenges. It is tight. I think there is a possibility that will be vetted out as far as potentially keeping either the entire station or a good portion of the existing station reactive while we do what we need to do on the site. But that's, this early on, that's speculation. That's ultimately the feasibility.
Okay, but confirm says to me that this is going to be a rubber stamp of what's already been talked about.
Certainly not.
That's okay. Well, question on that. I note that there's mention of the firefighters' memorial, but I didn't see any mention of the 9/11 memorial.
We are aware of that as well. That's something else that we will be incorporating into this project.
Okay. The next bullet, review of historic preservation compliance. I was astonished when I read, I don't remember what the name of the document was, but it was facilities update thing, the Reverend Haywood study from a year or two ago. And it praised to the skies the exterior visual qualities of the headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that the feasibility study will consider all of that?
That's a very safe assumption. In our recent building assessment, there was a historical assessment done, and the fire headquarters was identified as historically significant. So
oh, yeah.
It is. That's one of the reasons that I think this is going to be a very intriguing project is that it's an opportunity to blend old with new, and that's something we don't always get to do, so it'll be exciting.
Okay. All right. Final question was, it said in one of the other pages that I lost track of, that because this is the backup central communication center, it's an essential
facility,
and therefore has to go to the highest seismic standards. If that, the backup communication center was put somewhere else, would that mean that the renovation of headquarters would be not as costly?
Yes. So ultimately, the critical support functions, as identified in the seismic code, need to be housed in a seismically appropriate building. So that's one of the challenges that we face, is how are we going to utilize the fire headquarters building? Because if we were to try to seismically reinforce that, it would be not just a massive project, but I'm not sure how you would do it and keep the historic nature of the building.
Right.
That is certainly something that we're, that is one of our challenges to overcome, but yes, that in short answer.
Well, will this designer be looking at the possibility that you put that somewhere else and keep within the existing building everything else?
It's a distinct possibility. Everything's on the table when it comes to how that building is utilized. Really, everything is on the table.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any Alderman Lappin?
I had one question, but it may have been answered. A timeline for the feasibility study, did you say?
Yeah, we anticipate probably 6 months. We should have this wrapped up. Not to say that we can't update ahead of time.
I'm sorry, I must have missed that.
Not a problem.
All right, thank you. I will move approval in public facilities.
Thank you. Actually, I'd like to clarify that 6 months for feasibility. It's not. It's just the feasibility portion. It's not bringing us all the way to site plan approval or...
Oh, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's where we'll be to have our feasibility.
I just wanted to clarify that. So
I think it would be a good point. It's on a project like this, I think it's going to be important to come back in before we get to the site plan approval process, because I think feasibility is going to, it's going to generate a lot of back and forth, a lot of discussions.
Okay. If there's no other questions,
Alderman
Kalis. Oh, I'm sorry, Alderman Kalis. All right, thank you. So all in favor in public facilities? 7-0.
Public safety. 5-0.
Thank you very much.
She's not gone yet.
All right. Thank you very much. I think we can move on to the next item.
I'm going to go back to the committee.
On the field trip.
Oh, no, I'm going to get them for here.
All right, do you want to take care of the referral first now?
Let me go get them.
Okay, go ahead.
No. We have to get a public show.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we have
are they coming here or are we going there?
No, I think they're coming here. We're higher.
We should do our item while they're here.
Which one?
Susan? I guess not. But I always
got
like
this from Lita just the last night to deal with it.
I mean, I was going to talk to you about this, but my feeling is, do we have to rush it? Can't we just move this
we'll
forward
move
and then?
We'll just move it. I just wanted you to see what she wrote.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes. I was just going to make a suggestion while we're waiting. Can we move referral on the other item?
Yeah.
Good idea. Sure, we can. I'm sure I can let Shauna know. So we have item number 253-07, which is Linsky, Albright, Johnson, Carney, Sangiello, Salvucci, Mansfield, Berg, and Schnipper, requesting a review provisions of applicable ordinances, specifically 558, were implemented during the course of Newton North High. We talked about rewriting this to have it make more sense with what we're currently trying to achieve. Unfortunately, law has been very busy, and I just got something last night, and I think we still need to work on it. So if we can have a motion to refer this to the next board?
So moved.
All right, all in favor? 7-0. Thank you. All done.
Is that everything on this on the agenda?
We just have this one.
No, is that everything that's these other items that have been referred?
Just other items that have been referred. Yep. Including the two items.
The only thing, I guess when they're referred, they drop off the agenda. I'm just saying I'm jealous because I still have like four pages. Because other committees won't do anything, so I can't.
We did NAN a whole page worth of stuff, but we have about 2 pages worth of stuff that we've heard, including what we talked about tonight.
Because the doctors don't want you to NAN it?
No, because it's in our committee, and they'll refer it.
So it's not done yet.
And the last time I NAN'd that stuff, some people got upset.
I remember that.
I don't want to get anybody upset.
But if...
What? If other committees would dispose of some things, I could dispose of this.
Well, didn't we send out a list of...
Yeah, but you could still, and if the doctor in your committee still says NAN, and they refer it, you...
It doesn't work that easy.
We NAN. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Moving right along then. This is item number 421-13. The Programs and Services Committee will take it up later. This is His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $1 million from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the feasibility study and associated schematic design services for the renovation and or replacement of the Cabot Elementary School.
All right.
Josh Morse.
Once again, thank you very much for your time. The Cabot School, much like our inter-school and our service school projects, similar in nature. Each one has its own little idiosyncrasies and its own challenges. Ultimately, just to refresh your memory, the Ainger School feasibility funding was $750,000. We're pretty close to expending that. I think that's where we'll end up. Zerba School was $1 million. It presented a few challenges, wetlands, geotechnical, traffic is something that we're going to have to really look at over there. And then ultimately, Cabot presents its own unique challenges as well. I think that there are a multitude of options that we'll need to look at for feasibility. I think there's more flexibility in that community when it comes to potential sites and potential orientation. There's also there's an aqueduct that actually runs underneath the Cabot School down by the Mods. If you take a look at the assessor's database, that's on there. So that's something we'll have to work around or work through or work with. As many of the board members may remember, it was a 21E site for many, many years. There was oil product that we were removing. It has since been cleared as a 21E site, so it's been tested out. But it's something to keep in mind. It was a spill that was right at the edge of the building. The reclamation is supposed to pull all that product, but it's something that may at some point rear its head. They're pretty careful when it comes to clearing 21E sites. They don't normally clear it unless they're pretty competent. All that paperwork has been long since submitted. It is a clean site according to the state, but it is something that I think merits investigation to make sure we know our full exposure. And then it is a tight site as well. There's certainly traffic that we're going to have to deal with over there. It's definitely an urban setting. So we felt comfortable that $1 million would cover our feasibility study. And ultimately, a lot of it, similar to the Fire Station 3 headquarters, a lot of the questions that you may have in your head, we don't necessarily have answers for at this point, but the feasibility study is what drives that.
Alderman Albright.
Sorry. So on this one, there's, as opposed to others, there may be a constituency that's in favor of saving the old building, not the 50s modulars, but the old part of the building. Mm-hmm. And there was even, you probably know about it, there was even a plan done by an architect at some point that Alan Schlesinger would be glad to share with you on a moment's notice. So that might pose its own set of, building on, adding on to a new structure, onto an old structure.
It certainly does provide challenges.
Just one quick comment on that. I remember those designs and those thoughts. We are working with the MSBA here, and they do have requirements for size of classrooms and various space. So what somebody thought might be a good design 10, 15 years ago in terms of what could we live with at Cabot School in terms of educational space may not at all conform with MSBA in today's...
Just
something to think about. And we need to go into this with looking at all of the options, I agree.
Yeah.
And oftentimes what you end up finding is that in order to modify a space to meet the current standards, you have to do so much interior demolition that two things. One, it could potentially become cost prohibitive, but then also where you have to expand classroom size, you end up with not enough classrooms, which ends up with an even larger addition, and then again, it's a tight site, so there's a lot of things we need to look at there.
Alderman Danberg, then Laredo.
Josh, in regards to Cabot having a 21E issue, how did that happen, and has that already been cleaned up, or what's the...
It was an oil spill many, many years ago. Many years ago, I want to say, in the, you know, almost 20 years ago. It's been completely cleaned up. There was a oil mitigation system installed. It was when you pulled in the back, there was a little shed right there, and that was, it wasn't the custodian's shed. It was actually our 21E site, removes product from the ground. And then DEP ultimately clears us. A licensed site professional does all the tests, submits all the paperwork. DEP confirms that it's a clean site and submits or provides us with that clearance notification.
It was an underground tank that failed.
Yeah, it probably took us about 10 years to clean it, because every year the bill kept coming in. And we kept saying, we thought this was going to be done last year, but that and a couple of other sites that kept showing up.
Yeah, Horace Mann.
Is Horace Mann done yet?
Horace Mann isn't even done yet, is it?
Horace Mann is
just about done.
I think it's about close,
yeah.
Do we have any more underground tanks anywhere that we know are a problem? Or
no, we do are a problem. Yeah.
We should probably stay on topic here and get the Cabot money approved. But wait, Alderman Laredo?
I was just going to follow up on what School Committee Mario suggested. I think the observation is really a very important one. My only suggestion, I'm sure you do it anyways, is just make sure that the public understands that. So, you know, it's part of our total transparency, when people say, why aren't you saving the old building? Why aren't you saving the old building? We can explain it in a very clear, coherent fashion, or you'll end up repeating yourself over and over and over again.
When we went through with Angel, there was a push by a group that wanted to try and save Angel.
I think you're gonna have a greater group at Cabot because of the. I think you're gonna have a greater group at Cabot. It's my sense.
There's definitely been some outreach about Humpty Dumpty too.
I think Humpty Dumpty needs to be saved.
Yeah, he's
dead.
He's kind of.
Can be worked into the playground design or something.
He looks derelict at this point.
He's a little scary though.
Was one feature in there too?
Are there any more comments or questions? If not, can we have a motion?
I'll move.
Alderman Albright moves approval. All in favor? And we have 7-0 in favor. Thank you very much. And that concludes our business for this evening.
Great job.
Thank you very much, everyone.
We're done, right?
This is our last meeting of this year. And by the way, somebody asked, Sal is not ill tonight. He is eating steak at his annual dinner at the Watertown.